Welcome to episode 558 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 10 in our series, 30 Days to a Happy New You. Revelation 2 verse 17, to the one who is victorious, I will give some of the hidden manna. I will also give the person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. The meaning of the white stone is a mystery to Bible scholars. However, several interpretations have been offered. In ancient Greece, jury members would cast a white stone to signify an acquittal, whereas a black stone proclaimed the defendant guilty. The weakness of this interpretation is that the stones cast in the courts did not have names inscribed on them. Another one is a small object called a tessera, made of wood, stone, clay, or bone, conveyed special privileges to its owners. The ancient Romans used tesserae as tokens of admittance to events in the arena. However, tesserae did not have to be white. Still another is a white stone was often used as an amulet or charm. However, this custom was associated with sorcery, so it would be odd if the Bible used it as a symbol of salvation. Another interpretation has to do with the building material used during the time John wrote Revelation. Important buildings were commonly made of white marble, including the temple of Asclepius in Pergamum, the city of the church Jesus is addressing in Revelation 2 verse 17. In front of the temple were white marble pillars engraved with the names of people supposedly healed by the god. One problem with this interpretation is that the Greek word used in this verse properly means pebble, not stone. One of the better accepted explanations of the white stone has to do with the high priest's breastplate, which contained 12 stones. Each of these stones had the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel engraved on it. As he ministered in the temple, the high priest bore the names of God's people into God's presence. In the same way, the white stone with the believer's name written on it could be a reference to our standing in God's presence. Another widely held explanation suggests that the white stone may be a translucent precious stone, such as a diamond. The word translated white in Revelation 2 verse 17 can also mean brilliant or bright. This interpretation holds that on the stone is written the name of Christ, not the name of the believer. Revelation mentions that the name of Christ is written on the foreheads of the saints, so there may be some connection there. Perhaps the best theory regarding the meaning of the white stone has to do with the ancient Roman custom of awarding white stones to the victors of athletic games. The winner of a contest was awarded a white stone with his name inscribed on it. This served as his ticket to a special awards banquet. According to this view, Jesus promises the overcomers entrance to the eternal victory celebration in heaven. The new name most likely refers to the Holy Spirit's work of conforming believers to the holiness of Christ. Colossians 3 verse 10, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. Throughout the Bible, when God changed a person's name and gave him a new name, it was usually to establish a new identity. God changed Abram's name, meaning high father, to Abraham, meaning father of a multitude. At the same time, God changed Abraham's wife's name from Sarai, meaning my princess, to Sarah, meaning mother of nations. These changes took place when God gave Abraham the covenant of circumcision. God also reaffirmed his promise to give Abraham a son, specifically through Sarah, and told him to name his son Isaac, meaning laughter. Abraham had another son, Ishmael, through Sarah's handmaiden, Hagar. But God's promise to bless the nations through Abraham was to be fulfilled through Isaac's line, from whom Jesus descended. Isaac was the father of Jacob, who became Israel. His 12 sons formed the 12 tribes of Israel, the Jewish people. The physical descendants of Abraham and Sarah formed many nations. In a spiritual sense, their descendants are even more numerous. Galatians 3 verse 29 says that all who belong to Jesus Christ, Jew, Gentile, male or female, are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. God changed Jacob's name, which meant supplanter, to Israel, meaning having power with God. This happened after Jacob had taken his brother Esau's birthright and stolen Esau's blessing, fled from his brother to his uncle Laban, married Leah and Rachel, Laban's daughters, fled from Laban, and then wrestled with God as he prepared to meet Esau. Jacob had tricked his brother, been tricked by his uncle, tricked his uncle, and was now going through his brother's territory to escape his angry uncle. He'd heard that Esau was going to come out and meet him, and Jacob feared for his life. That night, Jacob wrestled with a man who later identified himself as God, perhaps a pre-incarnate Christ. Jacob held on to the man until he obtained a blessing. It was at this point that God changed his name. No longer would Jacob be a supplanter and trickster. Rather, he would be identified as having struggled with God and with humans and overcome. In the New Testament, Jesus changed Simon's name, meaning God has heard, to Peter, meaning rock, when he first called him as a disciple. It was Peter who declared that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied to him as Simon, son of Jonah, saying that he was blessed because God revealed Jesus' identity as Messiah to him. He then referred to him as Peter and said that Peter's declaration was the basis or rock on which he would build his church. Peter is often seen as the leader of the apostles. Jesus occasionally called Peter Simon at other times. Why? Probably because Simon sometimes acted like his old self instead of the rock God had called him to be. The same is true for Jacob. God continued to call him Jacob to remind him of his past and to remind him to depend on God's strength. Why did God choose new names for some people? The Bible doesn't give us his reasons, but perhaps it was to let them know they were destined for a new mission in life. The new name was a way to reveal the divine plan and also to assure them that God's plan would be fulfilled in them. If you want to experience a happy new you, perhaps you need a new name. I'm not suggesting that you need to go through the legal name change process, whatever that might entail, wherever you might live. But perhaps you need a new identity. If you are dishonest, one who steals or lies or tricks people, if you are mean-spirited, if you are quarrelsome, if you are selfish, greedy, or petty, perhaps you need a change that comes from a new identity. Ephesians 4 verses 21 to 32. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So stop telling lies. Let us tell our neighbors the truth, for we are all parts of the same body. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. If you're a thief, quit stealing. Instead, use your hands for good hard work, and then give generously to others in need. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, he has identified you as his own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Ask God to reveal how your identity as his child needs to be changed this year in your pursuit of a happy new you. Father, transform us. Give us new names as sons and daughters of the Most High. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.